past, no matter what the circumstances or what we feel or what we see, it doesn't matter about you. God's word will never cease. It will go on forever. Amen? We're just to go by faith, trust in his word, right? Amen. And it will come to pass. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. This message today is for someone here. It's for me. But I feel like that's for someone here today. If you'll take these words to heart, you'll walk in victory out of this building, and you'll want to love people and look forward to that day when we're going to soar like eagles. Amen? Amen. Father God, I thank you for today. Now, Lord, I just ask that you'd anoint your word, that you'd anoint this place, Father God. Because where the presence of the Lord is, there's freedom, there's liberty. Chains are broken, captives are set free. So today I pray, Lord, that our hearts would be open and our ears to hear what you have for each one of us today. Lord, use me for an instrument for you. Lord, not let one word come out that is not from you. Let this word touch us, Lord, and change us and empower you. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In Matthew 17:20, it says, "So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, but from the heavens view, it's a hill, as the song says, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible." Amen? For you. And also in Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Tell us that the word of the Lord is alive and full of power." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And if there's any kids in the building, you're dismissed to go to children's church. Amen. Go, go. I wanted you to hear what God's word says. It's for you too. Oh, and happy birthday, by the way. And Kaylinda, happy birthday too, wherever she is. There you are. Happy birthday, girl. Look at you in your pretty hat. Love you guys. Have fun in children's church. Oh, yeah, you guys can go too unless you want to stay up here. I'm sorry. This is not my normal place. I'm trying. Sorry. So, I don't know if you know much about me. You know a lot about Pastor Shane, but I love the Word of God. And on Thursday mornings, I believe that the Word of God is the infallible Word. It's the truth. And if we speak the truth, we have victory. I believe so crazy that I believe that God will do what I ask him to do, because I just read to you about if I have faith as a mustard seed. That's how great our God is. That's why I love to sing the songs. I love to sing the songs. So listen to what I have to say. I'm a teacher, not a preacher. Sometimes Shane says you're just monotone and going through, I'm going to fall asleep. So if you start to fall asleep, raise your hand and I'll start yelling, okay? Okay? Okay. But I have a lot of word here, because I believe in the power of the word. I believe that without the word of God and the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus, where are we? You know, we're just playing church. So I read about Matthew 17:20, and I read to you Hebrews 4:12. And I was going to bring the sword, but I couldn't get into the locked up thing. Whatever you call that big thing that's heavy and you can't move it around. Yeah, because I was going to bring our big sword we have. Show you how that's just how the words. That's right. That's an object lesson. Kids love it. I thought maybe you guys would too. But so in Isaiah 48, it also says that the word of our God will stand forever, and it will. Amen. And also in 1 Peter, it says, "But the word of the Lord endures forever." Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you and us. God's word, the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. Did you catch that? B-I-B-L-E. Basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen? I just love kids. But there's another type of words, and these are the words of failure, the words of lack and confusion. They don't have to dominate our life. You don't have to entertain them. Amen? We can walk in victory, we can walk in abundance, and we can claim peace each day of our life just by using God's word. Not by what we see, not by what we think, but we walk by faith, believing that our God provides, believing that our guide, put in the word you want, whatever your need is, believing, put it in there. Amen? When we make a quality decision that God's word is the final authority, you shut the door of failure and you open the door of victory. Amen? Oh, they put it up. Cool. When we make a quality decision that God's word is the final authority, you shut the door to failure and open the door to victory. The secret is just to believe. It's so simple, but we make it so hard. Why is that? And another scripture I love is Matthew 4:4. It says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus stood on the word. Did you know that even Jesus stood on the word and proclaimed the word to the enemy when he was in the desert being tempted? So if Jesus uses the word, who am I? And the neatest thing about it is that every single word in here, I have authority with it. And so do you if you're a Christian and you're bought by the blood of Jesus Christ who died on that cross, but he's not on it. He's seated. Where's he seated? And what's he doing? Interceding for who? Us. The battle's already won. Amen? Yeah, I love it. I love it. Another person was Bartimaeus. Remember the story about Bartimaeus, the blind man? They said, oh, be quiet. Shh. Christ is walking by. We don't want you to cause strife or whatever. But he didn't listen to the crowd, did he? He just kept speaking the word. And what happened? He got healed. There's a song and they say, well, what happened? They go, don't ask us, ask the blind man. He saw it all. Wouldn't that be cool? Someone walks in here and says, oh, yeah, I saw. That is so awesome. That's the word of God. Amen? There's another one in there, too, that I just love. It's in Matthew 8:8, and it's the centurion. He knew the power of God's word because he had a child that was very sick. And all he asked Jesus was, Jesus, you just speak the word, and he'll be healed. You don't have to come to my house. You don't have to do all the fancy stuff. But you just speak the word, Lord, and when I go home, he's going to be healed. And guess what? He was healed. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, just a word, and my servant will be healed. That's the power of the word of God. We have that power. Use it. Use it. It's like, hello? My words have no power. Your words have no power. God's word has power. It has power. Amen? Amen. The Bible's full of examples of great men and women who made God's word the last word and saw the miraculous. And if you were like me when I first got saved, God's word sometimes is just like really crazy. Don't understand it, whatever. Try this. Put yourself in it. Put yourself in the word and just kind of feel the mountain, kind of feel David. Can you imagine standing against the giant? Wow. The word is alive. We need to use it. When we make God's word the last word, you will see the invisible. You will see miracles. You will believe the incredible and you will receive the impossible. And nothing, nothing is impossible for God. Amen? Amen. In Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6, it teaches us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Do you believe that? Yeah? Absolutely? Then let's do it. Let's trust him. Let's see what he can do. So I tell the kids, let's see what he can do. And then, sure enough, God comes through because he loves his kids. Don't you love your kids? Amen. In other words, strength comes from proper perspective. Strength comes from choosing to fully trust, pray, and praise the Lord and believe in His word. Our circumstances may not change. That's the other thing. That's where the faith comes in. You could be going through the worst trial this morning and still have joy in your heart if you believe what God's word says. You just choose to believe and praise the Lord, and God will see you through it. It's kind of like the song, the eagle. We see the mountain, but from above, it's nothing. It's nothing. Amen? In order to trust God, we must view our adverse circumstances through eyes of faith, not by what our senses are telling us, not even by our puny little brain that says, oh, you're going to fail. No, I'm not, because my God is greater. My God is stronger. My God's a healer. My God's anything you want. Fill in the blank. So you don't have to be there. You can be above it. Amen? Amen. So in order to trust God, we must view our adverse circumstances through eyes of faith, not our senses. Most people are trying to reach God and please God and even find God through their own efforts. You will never, ever find God in your own effort. It's only through the Spirit of the Lord that He draws you in. And if you turn into John 15, it talks about that He chose you. And if you're here today, you're not here by chance. It was an ordained moment. God wants you to hear this word because He chose you. And not only did He choose you, but He has a particular special destiny that you can only fulfill. Do you believe that? I do. I believe that with all my heart, all my soul, and all my spirit. But in order to have perfect trust in the Lord, we have to rely on Him. We have to put all our strength, will into Him. In other words, literally what, who said that they stood on the Bible, literally, that's what we need to do. We need to just trust the Bible literally. My son Joshua, my daughter Kayla, all our kids, actually even Lindsay, there's been times when I put our Bible under their bed or something and trust, I'm standing on your word literally, Lord, that you're going to, and he has always brought us through. And even if He doesn't answer the way we think or I think He should, His ways are best. Amen. And sometimes we don't understand, but one day we will. Amen. Okay. What are you going to do if everything falls apart? What would you do? Will your faith waver in God? Will you just give up? I just told you how to do that. But what if that one thing that you're asking God for doesn't go the way you wanted it to? Are you going to fall apart? Are you going to walk away from the Lord? Will your faith waver, or will you just give up? I have a testimony. I don't think you all know my testimonies, but I've been through quite a few things. In Thursday morning with the ladies, they know a lot about me. But there's one testimony that I'll never forget. And if I cry, forgive me. It's a girl's privilege. It's also a boy's privilege. You can cry. God gives us feelings to feel them. But there was a day when my stomach, the lower part of my stomach, was starting to really hurt, and I couldn't really maintain, to the place where I was crouched down in a fetal position in the bathroom of all places and couldn't get up. I had such excruciating pain. Come to find out, I needed a gallbladder operation. Okay? And this gallbladder operation, I was told, that would just be a tiny little scar about this much. Won't even hurt. It's like a laser thing. Blah, blah, blah. So, okay, in I go. Out I go. I'm in this hospital. I'm in it for 2 days, and I'm still hurting. In fact, I'm worse now than I was when I went in. And they kept telling me it was just in my head. You're fine. I said, I don't feel fine. And so I had to battle all of that. And this is crazy, because at that time, I was a youth pastor with my husband. And so I knew God's word. I stood on God's word because it's my passion. But I could not get rid of this. And I was just starting to cry out to the Lord, like, what's going on here? I had no strength to pray. None. I even wanted to give up. And right about the time I'm ready to give up, I have some friends who come in and tell me I must have sin in my life. That's why this is going on. So now I can laugh about it, but then it was like devastating. And so I started to doubt my faith. Have you ever been there? Doubt your faith? Yeah. Just a moment. I even gave up on me. But my husband was my motivator. He pushed me to keep going, even in that. And so I really did searching in my soul and still didn't feel good, feeling sick. And so come to find out that I had 5 more surgeries, because what was happening is that there's 3 sutures that they do on a gallbladder, like a triangle. One came off completely, and so bile was pouring into my body. I mean, really pouring in my body. The second one was leaking, and the third one actually did what it's supposed to do. So I was literally laying in hospital bed dying and I felt like see how the enemy, he can just play games with us. At that moment, I asked you, you know, would I fall apart if God didn't heal me? Not for a moment, because my faith is not in me. It's in God. And this is not my home. My home is there. We're pilgrims, right? But still it hurt, and still I had kids, and still I wanted to stay. So I was there. And so at the top of it, after they did all the surgeries and everything, I missed out on Mother's Day, Father's Day. I was in the hospital at least 6 months. It was crazy. And I should have died, really. But it was just the prayer of the saints and probably that stubbornness inside of me that said, I'm not going to go there, that saved me. And so finally I started feeling better and everything. And then top it all off, here we are now in November. I'm hurrying. In November, and it's Thanksgiving, and finally out of the hospital, okay? Feeling still puny, but better. And I started feeling those pains again. And guess what? I was in a place where we live that I could not be flown or driven to where they saved me, but I was back at this place where this all happened. And guess who was on call? The person who didn't do the sutures very well. And I had to have an emergency operation again. And so if it wasn't for the faith of Shane, probably wouldn't be here today. But I learned 2 lessons there. I learned to just totally trust God and the Word, but also to forgive. Because I looked the doctor in the eye and said, I can't even explain to you what I said. But here I am, and he's still practicing. Well, maybe not now. He was like maybe 10 years older than me, but I think he's still alive. But anyway, that was my thing. That was my test, that I had to answer the question, what are you going to do if everything falls apart? Will your faith waver in God? And I even loved my beautiful friends who said that I had sin in my life. So, and all that's taken care of too, because I had to walk through forgiveness. Okay, so I encourage you today that even today there are times when things happen and we don't understand. I don't understand why I went through all that except just to share with you. And it makes me cry every time because here I am alive and should be dead. Okay, any other circumstances could have done that. But God had some other plan for me. And that's why I'm so adamant to tell you God has a plan for you. And the enemy's doing all he can to keep you from it, even if it's an operation that goes foul. But kick the devil in the teeth. I got up, got out of the bed, got out of the hospital, and here I am today, kicking the devil in the teeth. Amen? Amen. So this is what the last thing I learned in there, okay, was this. And this is a question that I kind of made it as God's asking me, and I'm going to ask you, okay? And I wrote down, so I must ask myself this question as it was from the Lord. Can you thank me for trusting you with this experience, even if I never tell you why you went through it? I'm asking you as the Lord would ask me. If he asks you to do something, you don't understand why. You don't know why things are how they are happening right now, but you're going to trust him and walk through the fire. He's there with you. He'll be there with you. That's why this word is so important today. What a profound thought. Isn't that it's a profound thought. Can you, put you in there, thank me, Jesus, for trusting me with this experience, even if he never tells me why? Yeah. Total acceptance. Now picture this, okay? Don't miss this. Total acceptance is taking from God's hand absolutely anything he gives us, looking into his face in trust and thanksgiving, even when it's painful, knowing that it is for his glory and that God is in control. Right there. If you don't remember anything I say, remember that. Amen? Amen. I say all this to say this. We don't worship God because of our circumstances. We never, ever can worship God because of our circumstances. But we worship God in spite of our circumstances. I worship the Lord as best I could, even though I was hurting inside. And that's what we should do. We should fix our eyes and gaze upon the Lord in any situation we're in at the moment. Because the reason why we're going through that trial, the reason why we're going through that problem, the reason why things are happening in our life right now is because God wants us to grow up. God wants us to learn a lesson that we can share with others that will free them, that will bring them into the kingdom. That's it. And the very thing that we are ashamed of or hiding in our heart and don't want to share, because what would people think? That's the very thing that the enemy's lying to you, because you can use that and bring freedom to others. It is. And it's freeing to you. It's freeing to you. It's freeing to me. Amen? Is that all right? Okay. And when we do that, what we're doing is intimidating the enemy, because he doesn't want us to do that. So I would say na-na-na to the enemy, but if I was in children's church, I would, but I'm here, so I won't do that. I'm dignified. Okay, so we praise who he is with our mouths, like we did in singing when we do testimonies and things. We praise the Lord with our mouths, but we worship with our heart. That's the difference. If you're just singing, you're mouthing, but if you're really singing and you're worshiping with your heart, soul, abandonment, yeah, that's the difference. Do I really value God's presence? Do you really value God's presence? Because he gave it to us. Am I more passionate for him than I am for my flesh? Or am I more passionate for him than I am for my needs? Am I more passionate for him than I am for my wants? The blood of Jesus is the legal right and access for him to come to us. Did you know that? That blood? That's how he can come to us. But it's our praises and worship of the heart that ushers in his presence. We need that. We need that. And Wednesday night, the presence of the Lord was here, and there was a sweet spirit, and four people got filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of tongues. Yeah. You could almost feel in the spiritual realm, for those of you, there's a spiritual realm, you could almost feel a shift in our body Wednesday night. And we want that to keep going. Okay? And the way that will keep going is with our praise and worship. And Pastor Shane is teaching on worship Wednesday night. Worship just isn't mouth worship. It's the attitude of the heart. You guys, if you can come on Wednesday nights, that's a plug for that. The blood of Jesus is the legal right and access for him to come to us. But it's the praises and worship of us. We're his chosen vessel. We're his bride. We're the church. To usher in God's presence and his glory. Oh, the glory of God. Oh, my goodness. You ever been in one of those Holy Ghost rolling meetings? I sure remember them. Oh, my goodness. And we are a Holy Ghost rolling church, by the way. Just letting y'all know that. So, yeah. So you're free to go. Amen. You're free to jump up. You're free to run around in Jericho. That scared me first time I saw that. It's like, what are we doing? My kids slept under the pews. And I can tell you so many neat stories about how God moved in those. Oh, man. They're cool. another time. So let's see, I lost my place. Okay. There's a promise in the word as well, and it's in Romans 3:23, and it says, in his presence, God's glory brings direction, protection, provision, and blessing. So when we walk in the presence of the Lord, we have all four of those things, and we will have them all the time. If we don't walk in the presence of the Lord, well, guess what? You're on your own. No, not really. He'll never leave you or forsake you. But you're missing out. That's all I'll say. You're missing out. Don't do that. Because Romans 3:23 says, in his presence, God's glory brings direction, protection, provision, and blessing. I don't know about you, but I want to be there all the time. So start learning to praise and worship the Lord on a daily basis. Amen? Learn to pray him. We say that God is good all the time. All the time God is good. That is really true. And if you just profess that, you're hitting the devil in the eye, because God is good. Amen? The enemy hates it when we are transparent. The enemy even hates it more when we're honest with the Lord, because he has no grip on us. Amen? Okay. I didn't even know the song. It's the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So, what I was saying is the enemy hates it when we are transparent before God. Honesty on any level will intimidate the enemy. Don't be afraid to admit fear. Do you hear me? I was told as a younger Christian, I'm not supposed to ever show emotions, sadness, fear, things like that. That ruins my testimony. Now I wish I could go back and take all those years that I believed that lie from the enemy. Why did God give me anger in my emotions and you? Why do we experience fear? Why do we experience joy? Why do we experience sadness? God gave us those emotions. And I'm telling you today, you have freedom. You have freedom to experience them, boys and girls, everybody. So if you've been told the lie that I've been told right now, it's been broken and the enemy's very unhappy. You don't have to. It's not part of God. So don't be afraid to admit fear. Don't be afraid to admit anger. Don't even be afraid to admit lust in God's presence. Be yourself. Because in the presence of the Lord, there's direction, protection, provision, and blessing. There's not condemnation, lies, sin, blah, 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 blah. There is direction, protection, provision, and blessing. So be honest in the presence of the Lord. Guess what? He knows anyway, because he knows everything. He's omnipresent. Hello. He's all-knowing, omnipotent, and he's all-powerful. So what are you doing here? Come on, guys. Kick the enemy in the butt. Oh. Did I say that? Okay, I'm sorry, Lord. He gave us one of those too, so I guess it's all right to say that. In Psalms 51:17, I love this scripture. This scripture, God is near anybody who's in tears. So it's okay to cry, man or woman. It says here, it tells us that a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise. He will not despise you. I don't know. I guess my hardest child would be Lindsay. When Lindsay would come to us, sometimes she would have a broken spirit, but it would be phony broken spirit. I don't know how to explain it any more than that, but it's a pretend cry. But even then, your heart, you know, for your kids, how much more God does for his kids, which we are his kids, right? So the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. So it's okay to show emotions. It's what you do with it. That's the catcher. It's okay to be angry. It's a feeling. It's neither right or wrong. It's just a feeling. But it isn't right to do something that's not right because you're angry. Amen? Work it out. Go to your stump. Go wherever you have to go and tell God all of it, okay? All right. Where am I at? Learn to take off the mask and just trust Him and give in. And I will even add here, this is what I do in my mind. I crawl up in God's lap and I just lay there, put my sword down and rest. He loves you guys. He loves you so much. He gave His own Son. He acts on our obedience to His word. And in our weaknesses, then He makes us strong. So don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Trust the Lord. Amen. All right. I'm almost done. Do I really value God's presence? And this is what fear can do to you. Okay. There's a healthy fear, which is the reverence of God. Amen. Fear the Lord. I think we've forgotten that a little bit, but let's not bring it back. It's important to fear the Lord. Amen. But to fear other things, this is what happens when we fear them. Fear can paralyze our faith. That's one. Fear affects how we think. Fear can cause anger. Fear causes hopelessness. And just fear is exhausting. And it will consume your thoughts all day long. And that's exactly what is going on right now in our society, in our politics, in this world, in our country. Fear, it is exhausting. So stop it. In order for victory to come and get rid of the fear and overcome it, faith must become active and bold. Believe, declare who God is. He's power, He's might, and He's strength. I didn't say yours, His. His. Amen. That's where we lose it. We think we can do it in our own power, but you cannot. Begin to speak to the giants in your life. Begin to speak to the obstacles. Begin to speak to the sicknesses in our lives. Begin to speak to the mountains that cause that fear or cause whatever it is that's going on in your life right now. Step out. Take a step of faith. Amen. Remember this. Jesus never spoke about how big the mountain or the problem is. I don't know anywhere in Scripture He talked about the problem much. But He did talk about the size of our faith. Did He not? He did. So speak the word. Speak the word of God to those things. Speak the word of God to those trials in your life. Speak the word of God to all the concerns, hurts, and to the sin. And those things that's got you captive. I'll tell on myself. I'm trying to wean myself off of soda pop. I don't know about you, but I used to like Pepsi. I think Shane prayed against that for me because now when I drink it, it tastes terrible. So I'm actually getting rid of it. So it works for me. I don't know what yours are, but you know what? You can pray. You can speak the word. God honors His word. He won't do much when we speak our words. But God's word will not come back void. Amen? So begin to declare who God is. Begin to declare what God will and can do. Read the Bible. Look at all the things that God can do and will do on our behalf if we just open up our heart, believe, trust, and obey. Believe, trust, and obey. Mr. Cho, the biggest church in Asia, and it had to be underground a lot because it's in a communist country. It's one of the biggest populated churches alive. And he has one motto. It's trust and obey. Trust and obey. Amen? And then why God is doing it. Begin to declare that. Who God is. What God will and can do for you. And why God is doing it. And put your faith to action. And do it. In Psalms 50:15, it says, call upon me. I will deliver you. And glorify him. Never take the glory for ourselves. In Isaiah 43:1-5, it says in it, it's that song, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not. I've called you by name. Child, you're mine. When you walk through the water, I'll be there. And through the flame, you'll not what? be burned. You'll not what? Be drowned, right? That's Isaiah 43, 1 through 5. And Philippians 4:19 says that God will supply all our needs according to his purposes, right? Amen? By Christ Jesus. And because of this, he'll supply our needs. We have to just believe and be in him, right? And also in the Bible, it talks about, did you know that there's like 12 dozen times in the scripture, do not be afraid. I think God wants us to learn that. Amen? Is this good? Are you guys learning? So trust God with my life. I've been challenged before when I was in the gallbladder crazy time of my life. Trust God with my life. Faith declares the power of God. In order to declare the power of God, you have to have faith to believe, right? Amen? Okay. It doesn't require you to deny the circumstances that you're in. I don't think that's what the word says. So don't pretend like you're not sick. Don't pretend like something's not going on in your life. Oh, everything's great. I've learned to say, okay, so now how are you really? How are you really? You've said I'm fine. Everyone says that. I do too. Are we really fine? Yeah, be honest. Faith doesn't require you to deny the circumstance or the trial that you're going through. But it does say to begin to declare the power of our God through the circumstance, in the circumstance. And pray and ask God what it is he wants you to learn through it. Okay? I've had people ask me, will you pray that this will go away? And I say, well, I can. He might, but there may be a reason why you're going through it. So pray and ask God what it is. Amen? Take the first step of faith towards the problem. The circumstance, then, faith is released. It's when you go toward the mountain, when you go toward what it is and you start to be on the offense instead of the defense. Oh, my gosh, help me. Be on the offense and say, okay, Lord, what is it? I want this gone. My back, what is it? Someone in here has eye trouble. God just told me that. If you'll start pursuing that, Lord, heal my eyes. Heal my eyes. God will. You run toward the circumstance and release your faith. Then God will move. Amen? Amen. Oh, they've got that out there too. Yes. Cool. Our son, you heard the story a little bit about a coma. He was in a medicated coma state in Wisconsin when the chill factor is below, I don't know, pick a number, it doesn't matter. It's cold and you can't breathe. And he had, what's that word? Cold. Oh, well. Huh? What? No, it's like a flu, but it's with your ammonia. Yes, that's the word. And so they had him because his lungs were like, I mean, they could break. Just fall apart. It was terrible. And they were faxing where they wanted the body to be taken. And that's when they finally called us. And we were living in Utah at the time. And so they had a liaison who met us in Vegas and flew us. They flew us out there. That's how critical it was for our son. And we got there and they were saying, you can't go see him, blah, blah, blah. And Shane, if you know Pastor, he doesn't say take no well when he wants to do something about that. So we ended up getting in the room, okay? The moment we went in that room, we took this little vial of oil. It has it's just a symbol, okay? It has no power. And he wanted to anoint our son and pray over him, and that's it. You know, God, take care of our son. We hadn't seen him for 6 months. He was in a whole bunch of schooling, so he'd been gone from us. We hadn't seen him. We just are taking these people's word that he's dying. So when he went in there, he instantly took the oil and put it on my son's right here. He did a cross. And the nurse said, he won't feel that. He won't know anything. I could cut his arm off. He wouldn't even know. He's in a coma. And the instant that Pastor Shane touched him, his eyes opened. I know some of you have heard this, but his eyes opened. And at that moment, I had perfect peace in my heart. So did Shane. We knew we weren't there for Josh. God used Joshua to get us to Wisconsin because he knew we'd never go. It's too cold there. to Wisconsin to this hospital in the medical ICU to bring the light into a dark area where nurses and doctors were at. And it was a trauma 4 hospital. It wasn't even a veteran hospital, and Josh shouldn't even have been there. He should have been in the VA. But for some miracle, he ended up in this trauma center. Go figure. That's our God. Amen? And we were, shh, don't tell nobody. He's in here. Save our son. And so he started to get well. Well, we were there for months. Not Shane, but I was. And so when Shane comes, he's like this full, I don't know, you all, you fall in love with Shane because he's funny. He's great. He has this personality that is contagious, infectious. I don't know. But those nurses and the doctors, they just fell in love with us. And they wanted what we had. They were hungry. And so through this situation, we ran towards the situation. I chose not to even listen to the doctors about my son. And we focused on the people. And God took care of our son. And to this day, today now. And so now, just be praying for Josh because he... Okay, Alexa, I didn't understand it either. I love those things. They're so weird. It's almost like the devil's listening in on us in your home. So no, get paranoid if you go too far with that. So we won't. But my son had to take the mandatory shots. Okay, I don't care about the shots. I'm not standing on my soapbox there, okay? But he had to. The first one wasn't so bad. The second one has affected him. He can't run. He used to run 7-8 miles. Now he can't even get off the couch. So something's going on. They're in denial, but I'm not. I see the enemy working here. So keep my son in prayer, okay? And I'm reminding the Lord, Lord, you spared my son back then. And me and Shane, we obeyed you. And in times past, you've tried to take out all our kids. Every one of our kids he's tried to take out, including me. And so we remind the Lord, God, we're standing on your word. You take care of my boy, and he'll do the same for you. Because this word, what is it? I've already shared. It will never, ever fail. It may not go the way we want it to, but it will go. Amen? Gosh, this is neat. And here's the last thing I'm going to share with you, okay? Here we go. Here's a thought. The army, when they were standing against Goliath, what were they saying? Oh, he's too big. We can't do that. The army thought the giant was too big to fight, right? But if you have faith as a mustard seed, look what David thought. He's too big to miss. Hello? I mean, I think with my... Maybe not with a slingshot, but I could. Yes, there you go, right there. So, which are you believing and thinking? I go here. Change our way of thinking. God is bigger. God is greater than anything that's going on in our life today. Amen? And I encourage you. And even if you don't know what to pray, even if you don't know what to say, but just God, help me. That's okay, because he gave us a scripture for that too. Guess where it's at? It's in Romans. Guess where? It's in Romans 8. And if you start with verse 26 and go through 28, do you guys have that? Yes, there it is. There it is. When you have no idea what you want to pray, when you have no idea how to approach the problem, you go there. Because this says, likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. By the way, tonight, I don't know if Pastor Shane will be here or not, but I have the Holy Spirit learning. People, I want to believe that we're a Pentecostal church, do you? Okay. One of the things that's Pentecostal is speaking in tongues. One of the things is laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. I want to touch a dead person. I want them to be raised up in the name of Jesus. That's my faith. What's yours? So tonight, I'm going to share with you nuggets and things about the Holy Spirit. If you don't understand what the Holy Spirit is, if you're trying to figure it out, what is it? How is it? It's a person. It's one of the triune of the... So you come tonight at 6 o'clock, and we're going to... I believe, have a Holy Ghost. I'm just believing that. I'm crazy enough to believe that. So come and check it out. 6 o'clock tonight. But what this says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So again, I say, if you're here today, it's not by chance. God wanted you to hear this message for such a time as now in this season, for you to be stronger, that you can be his mouthpiece, his heart of love to people who are dying literally on a daily basis. Amen? Remember, our victories are for God's glory and to be a light to a darkened world. And in order to have a victory, you have to have a battle. In order to have a testimony, you have to have a test. You have to go through these things. I don't like going through them either. And neither did Jesus. But he did. And he feels everything that we felt. He feels them. He knows them. So just cry out to him, okay? Your path will cross with others for the glory of God and his kingdom. Press through your trial. Keep your eyes on the Lord and ask God, who is it that I'm going through this trial for? And he'll reveal it to you in his timing. Amen? Because I know that the surgery, the gallbladder, is God's using me that to use it to help someone in here today, to encourage you as well. Amen? The word of God lasts forever. Refuse to give up. Believe God. And our value is in God only. He values you guys. We are free from guilt. Do you know why we're free from guilt? Because he answered it on the cross. We don't have to fear death. You know why? Because of the open tomb and the promise that he gave us of eternal life. Amen? We don't fear losing our possessions. And we don't even have to worry about our relationship with the Lord. You know why? Because he promised us in Hebrews 13:5. That he would never leave us nor forsake us. Be content in what you have. Amen? If he wants you to have more, he'll give it to you. But remember, if he gives you more, more is required. Yeah. And I'm going to leave you with this. John 16:33. There you go. It's so simple. We make it so hard. I have overcome the world. Who's I? Yeah. And we can have peace. It's not in there, but we can have peace in him when we overcome the world. Amen? Because he did that for us. Amen? So I want to tell you that God loves you, and he wants you to experience his peace today and eternal life. And will you bow your heads with me? And God, he sent his only begotten son to love you. And if you were the only one in the world today, he would have done that for you. And he's done that for me. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should perish, should not, but have eternal life. And it also says in the Bible that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in John 10:10 that it says that Jesus says, I have overcome that you may have life and that you may have that life more abundantly. And I just want to ask today if there's anyone in here that doesn't know or understand about who Jesus is and why are you talking about all this stuff? I realize today that I need Jesus. There's too many things going on in our world. And we don't even know if we have tomorrow. Only God knows. And so I just ask if there's anyone here that doesn't have my Jesus and would like to have my Jesus, I'll pray for you. I'll pray with you. Because you can be saved, you can be touched, and you can walk out knowing that one day you're going to see my Savior face to face. And we're going to walk down the road together. And all this craziness here on the earth will be gone. But the Word of God lasts forever. Is there anyone? Raise your hand if you want me to pray for you. I'll do it. I'll do it. Thank you for that. So I want everybody in the room to repeat this. Lord Jesus, I confess my sins and I ask for your forgiveness. Please come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I ask you to take complete control of my life and help me to walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for answering this prayer. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. Guide and direct, and help me to give you praises. And help me to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, we're all saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like it. Full house. So if the bus was to show up right there, we'd start with Ron and we'd just file out, get on that bus and go to glory. Amen. That's where I want to go. How about you? Amen. Doesn't it feel good? Can we give God the glory? Amen. 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 And do you feel that? Do you feel the presence of the Lord? It's heavy, huh? If there's anyone here who wants prayer, I mean, there's some heavy stuff in here. And all it takes is this tiny little grain of mustard seed. That's all. That's faith. Amen? I love God. I love Jesus. I love you. I'm excited. Thank you for putting up with me. I believe I've said everything God wanted me to say. And if you want prayer, I'll stay here all day if I have to pray with you, because I want you to walk out that door different. I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to know that I love you, but Jesus loves you.